Our first and highest priority is certainly to protect our citizens and to make sure that we protect them from gun violence in any way we can do that.
Robinson, City Administrator Chris Hawley, and Police Chief Tommy Leiter contacted Larry Keefe, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida. Their letter points to similar task forces around the state as a possible blueprint for one in Pensacola.
This program had been done both in Tallahassee and in Gainesville and successfully removed a lot of the gun violence from those areas. We certainly have seen a spike recently here, and we want to take care of some of those problems we've seen here in Pensacola and Escambia County.
A meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Pensacola City Hall with Keefe and local officials to hammer out the particulars in setting up the panel.
He'll be here to talk to myself, but also really to talk with Chief Leiter. Once we get over the operations side, I turn that all over to the chief. But I do believe the other part of the partnership and what they're working on, that's going to happen out of the district attorney's office. We said anybody and everybody, anybody that can help.
The idea for a task force on gun violence stems in large part from the slaying of 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris, who was shot in the parking lot near the Platinum nightclub on North Palafox Street in late May.
If you remember, right after that, we had a series of shootings through retaliation back and forth. And we had the shooting with the person on Garden Street, and that was when Commissioner May and I said we needed to have this. It was shortly after that I got a phone call saying, hey, there's this thing working in Tallahassee. Have you looked into it? This has been in the works for some time.
My name is Jeff Tharp. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida, and I'm here today representing our office, and we are here to support any way we can.
That support is expected to include training local law enforcement officers using resources from the Department of Justice and its agencies, the FBI, DEA, U.S. Marshals Service, and ATF. A meeting was held last week to begin the intra-agency coordination.
The next step is coordinating more with the city, but also this issue isn't just a local Pensacola issue, it's a regional issue. So we're going to ask our surrounding law enforcement agencies and the surrounding communities to also join this task force, and those invites will be going out soon.
Besides the deep pockets, Tharp says DOJ can also cast a wider net than local, regional, and state authorities.
Can go outside the city of Pensacola, can go outside the state of Florida, can go outside even our country's borders to go after people that commit crime. But one of the other pieces that people don't know about is the training piece, and we have grants and different programs. These are now will be highlighted with Pensacola Police, and we'll have events for local law enforcement.
But this is not a new idea. There was a gun task force in Escambia County a number of years ago, and Pensacola Police Chief Tommy Leiter says they're currently working with many of the same agencies who will be part of the new panel.
We have a partnership right now with the ATF, Gun Crimes Task Force, with the DEA through HIDA, and with the U.S. Marshals. What this does really is bring everything together under the U.S. Attorney's Office.
One of the obstacles in providing training to Pensacola police officers, says Leiter, is the turnover within the department involving the personnel who provide that training for what the chief calls a very young police department.
I'm standing here right now. I've got two officers up in Kansas City on a train-the-trainer class, and that stuff is very expensive. They're going to bring that training back. Part of the appeal with our federal partners is the expertise that they bring to the table, and we're going to try to capitalize on that knowledge while they're here.
Since the Elizabeth Harris shooting, Pensacola and Escambia County have seen an increase in gun-related incidents. An officer-involved shooting that left a 28-year-old man dead is under investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The latest are the slayings of a father and son killed on North Corey Field Road and two men suffering non-life-threatening gunshot wounds early Monday in Inslee. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.